Waiting for Frida to come out was torture. Sam sat at an outdoor table, smoking and watching people in cars go by. It only took a few minutes for her anger to ebb, and once it did, she felt like a real asshole. Not when it came to Frida, though, because she had already decided Frida was deficient of character. First, for being a psychiatrist. Sam specifically hated psychiatrists. And second, for swooping in on Amy when Sam was so freshly out of her life. A 40-something doctor should know better, shouldn't they? Finally, the bell at the top of the restaurant door jingled. Sam looked up to see Frida putting her gloves on. They were classy gloves, the kind her cousin used to help rich ladies pick out at Nordstrom.
"Did she love you?"
Sam said, without a moment of hesitation. She needed to cough, but she held it back. "No. I loved her, and she didn't love me," Frida said. "She was completely hung up on you, actually. That's why I'm surprised you were so aggressive toward me." Sam barked a laugh.
"Hung up? On me? She barely wants me around."
"Barely wants you around? You're living in her house. You're the one person standing between her and prison."
"I pleaded down the time served on house arrest,"
Sam said, flicking the ash from her cigarette.
"She's a first-time offender."
"You're awfully literal," Frida said, raising her voice over the sound of an ambulance roaring by them. Red lights flashed over her face, briefly revealing middle-aged tiredness. "And easily fixated and a stimulant addict. I'm curious, have you ever been evaluated for ADHD?
"No, I haven't. Have you ever been evaluated for fucking Asperger's?"
"I have, actually."
"And?"
Frida waved her arm in the air, flagging down a passing cab. "Turns out I'm just blunt. Do you actually think she barely wants you around?"
"I think she's tolerating me because she needs my help. Yeah," Sam said, tossing her cigarette butt into the ashtray stand beside her.
"Then you should ask her why we broke up," Frida said, and walked away. Sam stared after her, her vision fixed like a dog's, her heart speeding up. She watched as Frida got into the waiting taxi, then disappeared down West Fullerton.